sausage and mustard. Well, we're in the mood. Cold jelly and custard. Please, pudding and saveloys. What next is a question? Rich gentlemen, have it, boys. Indulge it. Listen, you don't want to listen to me singing that for too much longer. Otherwise, you're going to go deaf, a tone deaf as I am. Food, glorious food from the great musical, of course, Oliver. You've all heard it on TV, or have you been to the theatre, cinema? Fantastic. And the reason why we're playing that is, you remember we had yesterday the story about a sad story about Footloose Theatre Company, a bunch of kids, I think they're aged from about 7 to 16, and they were about to put on stage Oliver, one of my favourites, and they haven't been able to do it because, of course, the public sector strike, and therefore haven't been able to get into Ellesmere Port Civic Centre. £15,000 they spent on the whole show, you know, with the scenery and the lighting and... You know, and they've basically been doing this for 6 months. They've been rehearsing for 6 months and they can't do it. Well, we thought the show has to go on. No messing around. Mick, the producer, and I got our heads together. We thought the way we've got to go is this way. And we're going to bring them into the studio. And they were supposed to be in about 7 minutes ago, but they caught up in a bit of traffic. But I have been told they're at the bottom of the tower now. And making their way up. So I cannot wait. They're going to sing us a couple of songs and let us know all about what goes into making theatre of this type, because, you know, you really don't realise, and I was behind the scenes in my formative years in the media. I was actually part of 3 or 4 theatre productions, and although I wasn't an actor, and well, you probably think I was, I'm a frustrated actor, I worked behind the scenes, and it's the most incredible thing, and what you actually see, the end product, when they come out on stage, doesn't tell you the whole story behind that, the immense work that goes in and the arguments you have and the way you just, you can lose it totally because there's so much stress. So whether it's these kids who we're going to speak to now for the Footloose Theatre Company, or whether I was with a theatre group actually down in Eastbourne when I was doing my degree, which were a semi-professional group, you'll be amazed. You'll be absolutely amazed. And all the biographies are there, and a lot of you'll know I do a lot of the voiceovers for the Biography Channel, and you do a lot of reading and research into all the different famous names I talk about, is that the majority of them, I would say about 95%, they start in the theatre. That's where they learnt their trade. And they went from theatre, of course, onto the big screen, which is most of the biographies that I actually voice over. And it's incredible. That's where they learn the basic aspects of acting. When they walk on the stage, all the very greats in the golden era did it. Vivian Leigh, Laurence Olivier, and even those who are stars of the modern cinema today, they also treaded the boards to a certain extent in their formative years before they went onto the silver screen. So they're making their way up now, Footloose Theatre Company. We're going to do a little bit of Oliver, and their boss, Liz Ledgerton, is with us as well. It's 10 minutes past four. You're listening to City Talk 105.9. This is Drive Time. If you've not joined us this week, hey, you're warmly welcome. Thank you for coming aboard the show. We're running from 4 to 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is when the sport take over the stage between 7 and 10 at Peter McDowell. And as I'm speaking now, the Footloose Theatre Company are just coming in. Hiya, guys. Shout hi.
Hi!
Well, that's a good response, isn't it? I think that bodes well for the next half hour or so. So they got stuck, obviously, underneath the Mersey. And did you get stuck under the tunnel, guys?
Stuck everywhere.
Did you? Yeah. But you're here now, light. So get your coats off, sit down, take a seat. You've just missed my rendition of Food, Glorious Food, which is probably very... No, actually, you're probably lucky, because you might have gone deaf. So I'm really glad you didn't hear that, because it was highly embarrassing for me. And we've just been telling the listeners of City Talk 105.9 what actually happened. The background to the story while in. Liz Ledgerton, you're in charge of this motley crew here.
Motley.
A few haircuts we could have here, especially this. When's the last time you had it? What's your name, mate?
Stephen.
Steve, you need a number two haircut, all right? You come with me to the barber shop next time, all right?
I'll own it.
I'll put a couple of piggy tails in there as well. Liz, tell us exactly what happened in the last sort of week or so.
In the last, literally, it was the last week. We were due to do 4 performances of Oliver, opening Wednesday to Saturday. And last Monday, it was announced that we wouldn't be able to do the Wednesday and the Thursday performances due to the Unison strike action.
Oh, no.
So There was tears, disappointments, massive disappointments.
Well, there's anger there as well, isn't there, I suppose?
Yeah, because these kids, what they do, they're just fantastic. They're a really great group of kids, and it's so good for them what they're doing. They're using their energy, they're doing something useful and productive. The end product is so fantastic. They are such a wonderful group of kids. So, yeah, there was, but not from the kids, not anger from the kids, because they're not like that.
From you. No, they're looking nice. Let's go through all the names. Give me your ages and your name and then what part you actually play. Going to start on this. So what's your name, young man?
Okay, my name's Chris Hubbard, and I'm playing the Artful Dodger.
Oh, you're a bit iffy. I'm just going to check my pockets, actually. Yeah, I'm not letting you near me. My darling, what's your name?
My name's Hattie McElroy, and I'm playing Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Yeah. One of my favourite. I used to have a Nancy. Babysitter called Nancy. Yeah. Lovely lady. A little bit older than you. What's your name, my darling?
Jenny Jones.
And Jenny, what do you do?
I'm in the chorus.
Oh, right. So you give it large, do you? Have you got a good voice?
Yes, she has.
Do you think you're good? Your voice is as good as mine, Jenny? I think there's no competition. I think it's better. What's your name, Maisie?
I'm Stephen Rooney.
Because Stephen, who do you play?
Oliver.
Oh, you're the big boy? Oh, he's the star. Yeah? Okay, you've got to ask me a few questions, actually, later on, haven't you? Yeah? Can I have some more, please? What did you say? Can I have more, please, sir? Is that what you say? What's that line you say when you ask for more food?
Please, sir. I want some more.
What's your name, matey?
Kyle
Hickman-Jumon. Kyle. Oh, what's your full name? Give me it again.
Kyle Hickman-Jumon.
Ooh, posh,
very
isn't
posh.
He?
Yeah, his parents Kyle. Are very posh.
I like that. Kyle. Yeah, Jeremy Kyle. He's on the TV. No, you're not his son. Are you in the chorus, are you, Kyle?
Yeah.
Great name, Kyle. It's with a K, isn't it, yeah? See, I can do it. I'll do it. And what's your name, lady?
I'm Lucas Sato, and I play Noah Claypool.
Oh, dear. We'll keep an eye on you then, mate, on the blind side here. How long have you been rehearsing for then, Liz, for this album?
It's about 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and they put in a lot of hours. Initially, it's 2 nights a week, then it goes to 3. Mm. But they also do things like giving up their Saturday mornings to go and do publicity runs, handing out leaflets. Oh, and so it is a lot, and Sunday rehearsals can be all day. And some of them, because our age range is 8 to 21, right, are coming straight from work. And the others, they've got schoolwork and stuff.
Yeah, schoolwork on top's heavy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is for some of them.
Now, we've got a bit of time with you. You can have as much time as you want on my show, as far as I'm concerned, but you're going to sing us some songs. What are we going to start off with, Liz?
I think it'd be nice to start off with Where Is Love, a nice gentle one from Stephen Oliver.
Oh, Steve, are you ready for this, mate? Are you nervous? Because I'm nervous for me. I'm
nervous.
I'm nervous when I come on the show, right? After down a can of Coke and a few Mars bars. So, is this your favourite song that you sing? In the whole show, is it?
In the whole show, yeah.
Is it? Okay, well, let's listen to Oliver. Take it away.
Where is love? Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she? Meant for only me.
Fantastic. All right. You see, if I could sing like that, I would be in Las Vegas right now. But unfortunately, I'm a little bit old at 33 to be able to, go over to Las Vegas.
You can join our senior section.
Have you got a senior?
Ellesmere Port Musical Theatre Company.
Yeah, what part do you think I'll be able to play?
We're doing King and I at the moment, but you've got too much hair for that.
Yeah, well, I can always shave it all off, that's why. I could be one of the princes, couldn't I, the little one?
Yeah.
I love that, yeah. You're in that one, are you, King and I?
Yeah, I'm playing Louis.
Oh, Louis?
Yes.
Ah.
Well, there was a song in The King and I where all they all the princes come in. Where
oh, the march of... Is that the...
Oh, I love that. That is different class. I'd even have to say on my show, that is tremendous. Listen, guys, we're going to come back to you because I want to speak to all of you again and you, Liz. Who are we talking to? It's the Footloose Theatre Company. The cast of Oliver. Unfortunately, the show was called off Ellesmere Port Civic Centre, but we got them in here on City Talk 105.9. Why? Because, quite frankly, I was devastated when I heard about the show. And they're going to sing us another song, and have a natter, and maybe they're going to hear me sing. No, no, they won't. It's 4:16 on City Talk 105.9. Let's catch up with all the traffic and travel.
City Talk Travel.
Thank you, Paul, and good afternoon. There's a lane closed on High Street in Prescott westbound between Church Street and Osey Park Lane. Just near the Clockface Pub, it's closed heading towards Whiston following an earlier incident from Tuesday evening. M6 slower than usual southbound between the Limb Interchange and Junction 19 Knutsford following an earlier crash. A548 Hollowell Road in Flint is pretty busy near Church Street. And, of course, it's the first day of the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale. You've got park and rides available, one from the Esplanade and Princess Park, the other Car Lane and Bedford Park. Just to let you know, if you are planning on going to the golf, they open at 6 o'clock in the morning and close at 9:30. But for all the information regarding traffic and travel, parking, public transport for the open and also for the tall ships, we've got a special number for you to call 0151 472 6969. But for anything else today, the number's still the same, 0151 472 6868. That's the latest.
City Talk Travel.
From Friday the 18th to Monday the 21st of July, the Tall Ship Races land at Liverpool's world-famous quayside. To celebrate the port's 800th birthday, nearly 70 sailing vessels will fill the River Mersey at the Wellington and Albert docks for a mammoth maritime jubilee. Please use public transport. Park and ride services will be available at Aintree Racecourse, Speak and Houghton Airfield. Activities start at 12 noon on Friday the 18th of July. For more details, visit tallshipsliverpool.co.uk.
If you're a homeowner or rent from a private landlord and receive certain benefits, here's some heartwarming news from Warmer Heating.
Under the government's Warm Front Scheme, you could claim £2,700 towards a new gas or electric heating system from Warmer Heating.
Even if you're not on benefits and you're 60 or over, you may still be entitled to a £300 rebate towards the repair or replacement of your current heating system.
Find out more. Call Warmer Heating free on 0800 377 7755 or visit warmerheating.co.uk.
Well, it's always a sad day when we see someone leave the company for a new job, and I'm sure you'd all like to join me in taking this opportunity to wish the very best of luck to David and Alan and Fiona and Gillian, Tom, Matt and Rachel, Rob and Carol.
Everybody's escaping to a better job. citytalkjobs.co.uk.
And Craig and Victoria and basically there's no one left.
The Taskers Blue Ticket Summer Sale is on now. Call into Long Lane Aintree and Wavertree Road, Liverpool, or visit taskersonline.com. Hurry! The Matalan Sale is now on, with over 6,000 fashion lines at £4 or less. The Matalan Half Price Sale. It's too big to miss.
Thursdays are alive after 5 in Liverpool City Centre.
We're British Home Stores in Lord Street and we're open tonight for late night shopping. Remember, every Thursday the shops are all open till late, so come and join us tonight.
Thursdays are alive after 5 with the Business Improvement District, creating a cleaner, safer, vibrant city centre and City Talk 105.9.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.
Yeah, that's me on Drive Time. It's 4:20. Welcome to the show. We run right through to 7 o'clock. Who's on? I've never had the studio so packed. It's great. It's like I've got loads of friends because nobody really wants to be friends with me. It's the Footloose Theatre Company in the staging show of Oliver. They haven't been able to do it for 2 of the 4 nights at Ellesmere Port Civic Centre because of the public sector strike. We weren't having any of that. As Mick, the producer, said to me, the show must go on. Is that what you say?
Yeah!
The show must go on. Let's speak to Nancy, who's Hattie. Hattie, how old are you?
I'm 15.
All right, and how did you get the part? Did you have to, a lot of people go in for it? Were you chosen for it or what?
Yeah, we had to audition around, right. Was it Christmas time, Liz?
Yeah, just before Christmas.
Just before Christmas, and there was the auditions held
Mm. And what sort of personality have you got to have to be Nancy? Because it was on TV recently, wasn't it, for the West End part? Yeah. I love it. What sort of... do you put on a bit of a character, do you?
Yeah, of course.
Do you do a Cockney voice?
Yeah.
Go on, do a line. Go on, do a line or two. Go on, I want to hear it. Go on.
Oh, God.
How's it go again, dog?
Yeah. How's it go then, dog? It's all bow and it's off.
Oh, that's tremendous. You'll be in EastEnders next, right? That's really good. Let's speak to Luke, who's over here on my right-hand side. Oh, he's still wearing his school shirt. Very nice. His tie as well, Luke. Now, Luke, what's your favourite part of the show? Tell me.
I'd say... the start's very nice. The food, glorious food. That comes with a kick.
Do you have to dance in that as well, guys? You do as well.
We have a choreographer, yeah. Sue Hickman-Jamon, Kyle's mum.
Oh, Kyle's mum. Yeah. Keep it in the family. I like
yeah.
Now, see, the problem I have, guys, is I cannot dance.
Oh,
I can't unless I've had a few gin and tonics inside me. So, how easy is it to teach them to dance? And
it's this? Very easy. She said. No, obviously, you know, some it comes more natural than others.
Yeah.
But the thing with Footloose, and Hattie mentioned auditions then, we pride ourselves that we don't audition the young people to join Footloose.
Right.
We welcome children from 8 to 20, well, kids, young people, from 8 to 21. All we're looking for is that they've got a love or an interest in performing musical theatre. And of all abilities, doesn't matter, but they do have to obviously audition when it comes to the parts.
And young Jenny, who's in the chorus, Jenny, when did you start singing properly? You thought, oh, I really want to do a bit more of this. Have you always started since you were a little girl, since you were a Babs?
Yeah.
Were you? What's your favourite song? What's your favourite pop group at the moment?
Take That.
That's more for mixed generation. He likes them. He had posters on the wall of Taylor. He likes Robbie Williams especially as well. Oh. Let's come to Steve, who obviously plays the main part in Oliver. Are you a little bit nervous about all this? And, oh, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
I remember when I was 11. Yeah. What presents did you get this morning? You got a phone? Oh, that is fantastic, isn't it? So tell me, what's your favourite song that you sing? What's the favourite part of the show for you?
My favourite part of the show has to be the fight scene, where we're in a fight.
Do you give it a bit, do you, in the fight scene? Do you have a bit of a fight, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Strangles me.
He strangles you?
Yes.
That's not very nice, isn't it? Do you make up with him afterwards, yeah? Oh, that's fantastic. We're talking to the Footloose Theatre Company, who are staging Oliver at the Ellesmereport Civic Centre, but they only can do two of their four original dates because of the public sector strike. So we had them... You came under the tunnel, didn't you?
Yeah.
Under the tunnel into the city. We'll have them on drive time here on City Talk 5.9, and we'll give it large. That was the voice of Steve, who plays Oliver. I like the sound of that. Let's speak to Chris very quickly now. Chris... You have that look of being a little bit iffy to me. I noticed the minute you came in the door. I bet he's the Artful Dodger. have you got to sort of, when you actually go on stage and playing the Artful Dodger, have you got to be a little bit spiteful and a little bit naughty, a bit of
You've got to be very wary and stuff like that. You've got to show a side that obviously you're a criminal. Well, you're not a criminal because you obviously haven't been caught yet.
That's a good point, actually. He's thinking logically. I like that. Yeah.
But you have to show a cheeky side, obviously, and you have to act a gent, as Dodger does.
But I'm just trying to find the song actually in here. I'll Do Anything, which I love it in the film when they do like a sort of a semi dance, it's more like movements, isn't it? How long does it take to practice that to get that exactly right? Because that's quite difficult, isn't
it? That was one of the quickest numbers, actually, wasn't it?
Was it really? You all do that with that song? Love that song.
It's Fagin's Gang, because we started off with 60 children. Yeah. So obviously had to split who was going to be in Fagin's Gang, who was going to be in the workhouse, and who was going to be in different numbers. We have a natural fallout, obviously. Some people decide it's not quite for them, and they leave us. But... we've got a large cast, so each one, we do have a different group for Fagin's Gang and a different group for the workhouse.
All right, because that obviously is a very interesting part for Nancy, because you do a lot of the lines, don't you? And I love some of the words like, would you climb a hill anything? Wear a daffodil. I mean, yeah, big deal wearing a doublet. Leave me all your will. Even fight my Bill. That's the big one, isn't it? Because if you'll fight Bill Sykes, Hattie, that's it, isn't it? Then you'll love the guy, won't you, forever? That's it. That's fantastic. Has there been any romance in the end? Everybody's going really, really red.
Every girl in the cast has got the hots for Andy Crawford.
Fagin. Who's Fagin? How old's Fagin?
He's 21.
Wow.
He's too old for you, young lady.
Hattie, have you got your eye on Fagin?
No.
Kyle, tell me, Kyle, what's your favourite part of the show?
Got to be Food Glorious Food.
That's a great number, isn't it? Food Glorious Food, because that really sets the tone for the whole show, doesn't it? And what do you play in that, Kyle?
One of the orphans.
I'm sorry. It's one of those things, isn't it? Yeah. Actually, with the food, you actually have real food on the stage.
Well, they only get gruel, Paul. Yeah. You know, they just get a bowl of slop. So.
Do you actually have slop on the stage?
Not yet.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But they have their little bowl, and obviously that's choreographed. Yeah. Every song, there's movement to. Yeah.
Do you enjoy the dancing and the choreography as well as the singing? Yeah,
they're good.
And do you tend to put little bits of your own sort of characters in the characters
you're
in?
Yeah.
Because do you ever move away from the actual script?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Because you have to add your own little placement in the show because I think you've got to leave your own mark, like Hattie's left her mark, Stephen's left his mark, Luke's left. Right.
Okay, Liz, when you on again? When you going to be live on stage? Tell me.
Friday. This Friday. What is it? The 18th. Tomorrow. 7:30.
Are you sold out or not?
I hope so. Now that we're down to just two nights.
Well, I hope so. And it's at the Ellesmere Port Civic Centre. Yeah.
Tickets are available. I have a number. Well, can I give a number?
Yeah, give the number. Let's have it.
You read it because I haven't got my glasses on. Everyone will laugh now because they know what I'm like.
Okay.
It's
okay. Yeah. The number is 0151-355-1453.
Oh, don't give your money to him because he's the artful dodger. Shall we have one final song then?
We've got
a couple of minutes. Let's give it large, guys. All right.
Okay, yeah.
Big breaths. I promise I won't join in.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Consider yourself at home, consider yourself one of the family. We've taken the U so strong, it's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in, consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share.
If there's a chance to be, we should see some holidays. Empty lot of days, white grass. Always a chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill when the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself a mate. We don't want to laugh, no fuss. For after some consideration, we can stay. Consider yourself one of us.
Yeah, tremendous. Woo! That was...
Sure, it was in the right key.
I don't care. As long as it opens the door, that's fine by me. I thought that was absolutely tremendous, guys. So, are you nervous for tomorrow night? Well, how's your feel?
Not yet.
No?
Not yet.
And all your family's going to be there tomorrow night?
Yeah.
So you're going to be looking out for sister, mum, dad? Yeah. Because they'll all be sitting there with glowing with pride, because parents are like that, aren't they? With the drama and like that. It means everything to them, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we need their support as well. We need the support of parents, and we've got some fabulous parents who tirelessly help us at rehearsals and on the week of the show. But nobody can beat these guys. They are such a wonderful group of kids.
They love it. Yeah. Now, Liz, what's coming up after Oliver? What's after Oliver?
Well, Ellesmere Port Musical Theatre Company are doing King and I October. Then we are doing Fame.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly.
Well, I might actually come along to that, right? Will you remind me for that one?
Same time next year, roughly.
Well, I might actually come to King and I, because I fancy a wee bit of King and I.
Oh, you'll be very welcome.
Listen, Liz, thank you so much. This is Liz Ledgerton with the Footloose Theatre Company. Oliver, tomorrow night. So let's say goodbye from Chris.
Bye.
Hattie.
Bye.
Jenny.
Bye.
Steve.
Bye.
Kyle on the television. Bye. And Luke.
Good boy.
That's tremendous. It's 4:30 on City Talk 105.9. Let's catch up with the news. And the sport is Laura Harms.